Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Coming up on Forum, we'll get an update on the wildfires ravaging the state's landscape. Then Claudia Rankin joins us. The poet, playwright, MacArthur Fellow, and bestselling author has a new book titled Just Us, where she engages in conversation with her white friends, spouse, and even strangers who are white about whiteness and privilege. To learn, among other things, what's possible in the intimacy of conversation, and to learn more about herself. We'll talk with Rankin about the power and limits of conversation as a means for interracial understanding. That's all next on Forum. Join us. This is Forum. I'm Mina Kim. The Bear Fire flared to more than 254,000 acres Wednesday east of Paradise, a small city that was decimated by wildfire in 2018. Meantime, the Creek Fire near Fresno has burned nearly 170,000 acres. We get an update on the active fires with KQED's Lily Jamali, host of the California Report. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Mina. How are you?
I'm all right. First, can you give us an update on this Bear Fire, part of the North Complex fires, which sounds like the Bear Fire grew fast in the last couple of days.
It really did. And the North Complex Fire, which you mentioned the Bear Fire is part of, started actually last month when those dry lightning strikes happened. It has since moved into Butte County, and the most recent data that we're seeing, as you said, shows that this thing is about 250,000 acres right now. So it's getting pretty close to areas that got hit 2 years ago in the Camp Fire, which you'll remember destroyed the town of Paradise. And last night, Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey said that they know of 3 people who have passed away as of last night. So, you know, on top of that, you have many structures destroyed in and around in the community of Berry Creek and others. They are not currently releasing the names of the people who passed away as they try to identify them and let their families know. But, you know, I think a lot of people who went through the campfire are having sort of deja vu, and a lot of memories are being triggered by what's going on right now.
Yes. And as you said, there has been very little information so far about the 3 people who've died, and thousands have been evacuated. Now, can you talk a little bit about how authorities are communicating evacuations to people? There's definitely PG&E power shutoffs impacting Butte County. I mean, is communication better?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge issue in Butte County where when the campfire happened, people were not notified in time to get out. In fact, there were people who were calling 911 and were told very early on in the fire by dispatchers that it was actually okay to stay. Dispatchers themselves were getting information incrementally. They had this system called Code Red back then. It's a similar technology to Nixle, which many of us here in the Bay Area use. They have been urging people to sign up for Code Red. You have to opt in. And one of the things they've done is supplemented it with another application called iPause, which is aimed at reaching all the people who haven't opted into Code Red. They also started using this high-low siren. They've outfitted a lot of law enforcement vehicles with this siren, so you can drive through neighborhoods and ideally people will recognize it and recognize that that siren means it's time to leave. But, you know, this is an ongoing concern, and you have to remember that during the 2018 campfire, with, you know, some far from perfect systems in place then, there was no message sent out early on about the oncoming danger. Right. And that fire ended up being the deadliest in state history. These shutoffs also, you know, instituted by PG&E in order to prevent fires is an ongoing issue as well, because if you don't have, you know, a working cell phone or your phone doesn't get a signal, how are you supposed to know what to do?
Well, and it sounds like, though, that this time there are some systems in place that are working at least a little bit better, and that there is some containment on this particular fire, 24%, since it did start so long ago. Mm-hmm. Could you give us an update on the Creek Fire? I know it's burned some 170,000 acres. It's still 0% containment?
The Creek Fire is still 0% contained. The last figures that I have are that it has burned about 167,000 acres. Our colleague Alex Hall is on the ground there. And the big storyline there, I think, you know, most of the, you know, dramatic helicopter evacuations have taken place. It seems like the people who were stuck are now, you know, in a safe place on safe ground. But, you know, resources being so stretched thin, that to me is the real issue to watch. Because of the scope and size, the number of fires that are currently burning in California, in, you know, other states on the West Coast, there's such a dependence right now on help from the outside. So we're hearing that fire personnel from other states and, in fact, other countries are now coming in to try to ease some of that burden. During a briefing yesterday, a CAL FIRE official said that they currently have 1,300 firefighters on the line fighting the Creek Fire in and around Fresno County. And under normal conditions, they normally have about 3,000 to 4,500 firefighters on the incident. So compare 4,500 with the 1,300 that they have right now. This is information from CAL FIRE that was tweeted out last night by my colleague Alex Hall. You know, it just gives you a sense of just how stretched the community of fire personnel is right now. They're doing everything they can, but also trying to put out so many fires in so many different places right now.
Yes, and it sounds like the only saving grace, at least around the Creek Fire, is that while it is growing a little more slowly as a result of changes in the weather. Lily Jamali, thanks so much for this fire update and for staying on top of it all.
Thanks, Mina.
KQED's Lily Jamali, she's co-host and correspondent, and with the California Report.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.